I'm delighted and excited and really quite chuffed about it, which for people that know me, I don't tend to get excited about much these days. So I'm really, really thrilled. Massive honour, and it came as a lovely surprise in the sense that the team was selected from the European, as the coaching staff as well, from the European cross country. And I opened my email on Boxing Morning to have received an email from Athletics Ireland, where European Athletics had asked them to contact me in relation to the invitation. So yeah, I'm absolutely delighted, excited, and looking forward to the challenge.
So obviously this was out of the blue and was a huge surprise, but the foundation towards this was built over the last number of years, Teresa, because you've been involved in Irish cross-country teams now for quite a while.
Yeah, I wonder actually, did they think, oh God, there's that name again, we better stick her on something, because she always seems to be turning up to these events. So my first European cross actually was in 1999, and I think I've missed two in that period of time. I'm always joking with Padilla McCormick, and that I have more European cross countries than she has, sort of thing. Like, so yeah, and within, it's like anything that you're selected for that caliber, there is criteria, obviously, that you have to be, you know, through your NGB, you have to be part of European Athletics. You have to have a certain qualification in terms of sports or in terms of coaching, and you have to have experience of working with large teams. So I've certainly met that criteria over the years.
So it's a huge honour for you to be part of Europe. It's not something that happens too often in athletics, when you get to represent your country on a continental team, and I suppose it's some way like the Ryder Cup of the athletics.
Yeah, and I think too, because of that, even it kind of attracts that certain attention, because it's something quite different and quite unique. You know, having your European, your best of your Europeans competing against the Americans is always noteworthy, and I'm delighted to be part of it.
Yeah, Fionnuala McCormick is going to join you as well in Edinburgh this weekend, but what's your role as a coach going to be over the course of the few days in Scotland, Teresa?
It'll be very much around the support of athletes. As we all know, all the hard work is done at home by athletes and coaching. So it's really much about creating that atmosphere, I suppose, that's facilitating performance. You know, quite often, you know, you hear of everything in preparation going really, really well, and then something goes wrong at the last minute. So it's just creating the right environment, and I suppose a high performance environment around athletes, and those last, you know, the day before and the day of the race. Certainly with cross country, there's always those issues. You know, there's always questions and concerns and interest around the course and how the course is, the condition of the course and what size is bike to wear, where is the best position to go from the start, you know, the different depending on the makeup of the course and that. So there's loads of different things like that. Again, just, you know, where do we go, how do we go as a team? You must all come in and say to the call room together. There's call room procedures, there's facilitating athletes around the mix zone afterwards and following up then in terms of, you know, any care that's needed, and again, to facilitating people with their warm-ups and basically anything that they really need to help their performance, you're there on hand to offer it.
Yeah. The fields aren't going to be massive here. There's not going to be big numbers competing, but it's a unique event where the best of Great Britain, Europe and America is going to be competing. So the best cross-country athletes in the world will be all in the mix here.
It is very much so, and you'll see that even from it'll be live on TV, and it's always a very competitive race. You know, there's not quite, you don't see like in some cross country races where you have people really strung out. It'll be very much, you know, they'll all be very closely packed together, and yeah, exactly. Like if you look, the team, the European team is picked from your finishing position in the European Cross Country Championship, so it's very fresh, it's very close by, so athletes have maintained their form and they're looking to come out and show what they have been doing over Christmas. And for most athletes that will be competing on Saturday, you know, they'll have been out doing their routine as normal, and they won't have been maybe enjoying the festive stuff that the rest of us have. So it'll be very much, and again, there's a, you know, it's a prestigious event, people are looking to do well, and I'm sure there'll be a few people looking to you know, maybe have a bit of payback in terms of European Cross if it hadn't gone their way and that type of thing. So it's always very exciting.
Just finally, Teresa, it's another line in the CV for you, but this is a big one, because I know, talking before we'd done this interview, we can't pinpoint any other Irish person that was named as a coach on a European team for an event like this. So it's a great honour again for you, for Athletics Ireland to bestow this on you, and you become the first person to do so.
Yeah, sure. Listen, it's a lovely start to, you know, what's a new year. The timing of it is very special, in the sense that it's a new year, a new event for me, and a new event for, as far as I'm aware, Athletics Ireland to have anybody represented here. So, yeah, sure. Listen, I hope it's a good omen for the year ahead, and I hope to have many more firsts like it.
Yeah, well, listen, Teresa, the best of luck this weekend, and enjoy your time with Team Europe on the cross-country front.
Thanks a million.